One of the things that I'm very interested in finding out is the dose effect, because we know that, for example, the normal number, if I recall these correctly, we all have HER2 on our cell, about 180,000 receptors on a normal person, but in these amplified, it may be 2, 2.5, 3 million. And is there a dose effect? Everything else, it seems that way. Or is there a threshold effect? Once you're in, and it doesn't matter.
And of course, that's a common question in practice, which is there a relationship between the degree of amplification, for example, in fish and response? My understanding is so far, maybe that's not the case.
Right. Everyone seems to suggest that, although if you ask some of the basic scientists, they'll say their gut feeling is that there is. And then secondly, as you know, they've just revised the guidelines for actually designating who is, in fact, HER2 positive, because we have that gray area if the fish is 1.8 to 2.2. And now they're saying, go back to the IHC and look and see if you've got an IHC that is 3+. This is new from the College of American Pathologists. I haven't actually seen this, but I heard Dr. Edith Perez talk about this.
Interesting.
And at one of my protocol meetings, the GSK people said, yes, we have the new guidelines. Send them to me, please.